ramifications for the whole country, so that's where we start today's show. I'm Carl Azuz. U.S. President Donald Trump, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, and U.S. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, they've all been spending time in Georgia. On Tuesday, voters there are deciding who will fill two U.S. Senate seats, and that will determine which political party controls the Senate for the next 2 years. A party needs a simple majority of 51 seats to have control of the 100-member Senate. After the November 3rd presidential election, Republicans were projected to hold 50 seats, Democrats were projected to hold 48. Georgia had two seats to fill on Election Day, but none of the state's candidates won enough votes then to clinch a spot in the U.S. Senate. So Tuesday's runoff there has been preceded by weeks of fierce campaigning, relentless political ads, unceasing robocalls, and barrages of text messages as both political parties have poured millions of dollars into the Peach State trying to influence the outcome of the vote.